Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church. Amen. A church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is come with an attitude of receiving. God wants to give. Amen. This is a month. November, December is about giving. Everybody talks about giving. Well, he wants to give his word back to you. Amen. So you can take it and grow from it. Amen. You don't want to stay a child all your life, you know. You want to grow each and every day in the things of God. Amen. Because you fight a spiritual battle. And if the word's not coming out of you, you're defeated already. And it's not his fault. He sacrificed his son. Jesus gave his life and fulfilled this mission so that we can be winners for him. Amen. So praise God. So the message, we're going to continue all this week, all these Sundays we've been talking about, give thanks to Jesus. And this is number three. Amen. So we can't exhaust that. You know, we're going to give him thanks each and every day. Not yearly, okay? That's the only time we think about him is, well, it's Thanksgiving, you know, and that's every November. But on a daily basis, amen? Listen to this. I hardly ever say these anymore, but leave change. Leave a new person. The Bible says you're a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. And God says, hey, get up and press on. Amen? So we got to be involved. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available to him. Whew, know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise God. And see yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. But you got to get the word in you so the word can start flowing out of you. Amen. Out of your innermost beings is going to flow the word of God. Amen. Because you know what? When you hit that door, if you haven't spent time with him, that world is going to defeat you in a heartbeat. You ain't no match to the enemy, okay? Remember, he's full-time. We're part-time. We ain't no match. But you know what? When you have the Word of God in you and the Word is flowing from you, I'm ready to fight some devils. I'm ready to fight some giants. And they're waiting for you. But you know what? When they see you coming full of God and the Word's flowing from you, whoo, they're going to run from you. They want no part of you. Amen. They ain't afraid of you. They're afraid of who's backing you and that word coming out of you. Amen. So praise God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Let's make this declaration together and get going with giving thanks to him. Amen. So grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. That's what we want to do. Let your spirit, man, be receptive. Amen. Come with an attitude of receiving. God has something for me. You know, not just those around you, but, you know, don't come focused on what time the Cowboys come on? What football game's on? No, focus on what he has for you. Amen. Amen. We come to be empowered, not to be entertained. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to empower you with the word. Amen. And encourage you that you can go out and do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Woo. So anyway, give thanks to Jesus. Number three says, also wanted, this is Thanksgiving week. So I wanted to say, happy Thanksgiving, remembering the goodness of God. Yes. And you know, again, not yearly, but daily, remembering the goodness of God daily. Amen. Yes. Keep going. It says, happy Thanksgiving. And one Psalms we're going to be reading in a few minutes, but it says, Psalms 107:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is endures forever. Amen. So a happy early Thanksgiving to you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, give thanks to Jesus daily. I mean, number three. But it says, this week we celebrate Thanksgiving on this Thursday, November 27th. It says, the true meaning of Thanksgiving and giving thanks is Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen. God sacrificed his son, and Jesus went to the cross, and he paid a debt he didn't owe. Yes. He paid a price that he didn't know. He paid a full price for us so that we could have salvation. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Says Jesus is the reason for Thanksgiving season and every day. Thanksgiving, giving thanks to him should be on a daily basis, not once a year. Can't say that enough. Amen. And the only time we think about him is when we need something. And then we go and dump on him and then take off. No. Spend time with him, you know. Praise God. It says, reasons to give thanks. We're going to be talking about reasons to give thanks and be grateful. Amen. Be grateful with a grateful heart. Amen. John 3:16. Oh, yeah, I got a few. It says, give thanks to the Lord. Keep going. It says, in everything, give thanks. And I got a couple more. Keep going. It says, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And don't forget. Okay? He don't forget. He didn't forget. He sent Jesus, and Jesus didn't forget. I guarantee you, each and every day, he fought. And he said, Lord, Father, I need your strength. Because there was ugly people then, rudely people back then, and they got ugly people now. Amen. We need his strength to press on. We need to get that word in us. Amen. I can't say that enough. So John 3:16, New Living Translation, for this is how God loved the world. This is how God loves people. And you know what? Put your Jesus glasses on each and every day. Amen. And see him with his love and compassion. There's nobody perfect out there. Amen. And they're going to let you know. And you're going to find out. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believed in him would not perish, but have eternal life. I like the King James says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, we've said it. This place, this earth, is not my home. Heaven is my home. We're just passing through. And you know what? As long as you have Jesus in you, I receive Jesus. I'm born again. I'm a new child of God. The old is out. The new is in. And we're pressing on and being his ministers of reconciliation, letting his love and compassion flow from you. Amen. You want to be used? Well, you know what? He wants to use you. He didn't put you here so you could sit and be comfy and lukewarm. He put you here so you could stay busy for him. Amen. So, you know, Paul spent a very, very educated man. He spent most of his time in prison. Amen. But you know what? Prison didn't have him. And he wrote 2/3 of the Bible from prison. New Testament. And still, he was busy and giving to the Lord. Amen. So we could do the same thing. Don't say, well, you know, this is not right. This is not the right place. This is not. It doesn't matter. He was in prison. It didn't stop him from doing the Lord's work. Whatever it is holding you back, you know what? Give it to, he says, cast it to me. Give it to me. Because I want you to be free to go and do what I've called you to do. Big or small, it doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter. Don't limit him. And don't limit yourself. Because he says you can do all things through me who strengthens you. Have you asked him for his strength? Have you opened the Bible and spent time with him? That's what he wants, you know. Fellowship with you. That's what it's called. It's called relationship. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Pastor's excited. Praise God. Psalms, why it says, enjoy each and every day. Why? Because Psalms 118:24 says, in the easy to read version, says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Well, this says, let us rejoice and be happy, happy today. You know, we find more reasons to be sad than happy. If we just look at what the Word says and be obedient to what the Word says and be hearers and doers of the Word of God, amen, we wouldn't be down and out. And you know what? You hear people all around you all the time being negative. This world is negative, period. And but you know what? You got to build yourself up, renew your mind, and cast those things out. And I say, I'm not receiving that. Amen. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving it. New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, you can personalize that, will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let circumstances, you know, dictate what kind of day you're going to have. Bible says this is the day the Lord's given you. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you. There are just a few reasons for giving thanks. Here's another one, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, easy to read version says, sometimes be full of joy. Oh, always be full of joy. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Amen. So, you know, we hear things about the world, how we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to do. And you hear from people. Well, this is what the Word of God tells us. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, New King James says, rejoice when? Sometimes. Always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You think Jesus woke up every day and gave thanks to the Father? Thank you, Lord, for sending me. Thank you, Lord, to give me the strength to continue to fulfill what you sent me to do. And all of us can do the same thing. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength I need this day to fulfill what it is you want me to do. And you know what? When you build yourself up, say, Lord, I'm here. Send me. I'm ready. Yeah. Amen. Ooh, man, this is a blessing to me. I don't know about you. If it ain't blessing you, we got to get you saved. Reasons to give thanks. 1 Chronicles 16:14, easy to read version. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His faithful love will last forever. And the New King James says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. He is forever. He goes forever. It doesn't end. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Give me another one. I like this one. Psalms 50:14, New King James. Offer to God what? Thanksgiving. And pay your vows to the Most High. You see these words, caps, huh? Amplified says, offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Amen. Give thanks to Him. I mean, you can't say that enough. Give thanks to Him on a daily basis. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. One more, Carmen. Psalms 92:1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to the Most High. Amen. New King James says it is good to give thanks to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good. So say it, do it. It says, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High. I think I told you last week, you know, you may not like my voice, but I'm making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. So you just got to get in the spirit and get out of the flesh. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. Go to the next one. It says, give thanks to God always, anytime, all the time. And I say, thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus. Can't say that enough. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and completing your mission and for paying the price in full. And he paid a price. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. Best thing I can do is give him thanks and give myself back to him. Surrender myself to him. Says, Lord, here am I. Use me, Lord. And you know what? He wants to use you. Amen. So give thanks to him. Should be no problem. Here's the thing we all need to hear. Get excited. We get excited when the Cowboys are winning, you know. We get stirred up and get fired up for him. Amen. Like I said, we talked about it last week. But, you know, we get excited about all kind of worldly things. Amen. But when it comes to serving him, we come to church and sit and quiet as mice. You know, we don't say nothing. We don't want nobody to see us. We don't want nobody to hear us, you know. And we can't wait to race out of here. Unchanged. Amen. Unchanged. We're not talking about none of us here. It's those that are watching and listening here. But we need to hear so that we can grow and mature in the things of God. He wants to empower you. He wants to encourage you to continue. Amen. On a daily basis. You know, Jesus had to spend time with his Father, you know, to receive strength and encouragement. Amen. Because people were so negative. And of course, they wanted to kill him until they took him to the cross. Amen. So giving thanks to him should be no problem. So get excited, get stirred up, and get fired up. Just like you do when you're doing out there in the world. I told you, I used to do all that. Man, I got excited. I got stirred up and fired up for the world. Come on. At least I'm admitting it. Don't you? Says too much to gain and nothing to lose. But What am I going to lose? I'm going to lose sin. I'm going to lose distractions. I'm going to lose bad company. And I'm going to lose some bad habits. And whatever else is holding you back that I didn't mention, whatever it is, you know what? Just give it to Him. He knows about it already. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. All we need to do is get on His team, His winning team. Amen. And all you need to do is you're watching, you're listening. Just confess Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you're running from Him, rededicate yourself back to Him. Amen. Come back home just like the prodigal son. Amen. Say, man, I can do better with Father. I can do better at Father's house. Yeah, you can. So it's time you wake up, you know. The enemy in the world is taking you in the wrong way. Amen. You're going the wrong way. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So if you're going the wrong way, you know, it's time to come back to Him. Because He is the only way. Amen. There's no other way. I don't care who said what. If you read what the Word of God says, line up with the Word and receive what the Word says. I am the only way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So you know what? Your millions ain't going to keep you out of hell. And it ain't going to take you to heaven because you're rich. If you don't know what to do with your money, just send it to the New Beginning Structure of Big Ben. Thank you. Sow a good seed. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I see ourselves rich, praise God. Listen to this. We have reduced Thanksgiving, a day of giving thanks, to this. Turkey time, family time, off time, game time, and pleasure and me time. Amen. Woo, we don't have time for God. Man, I ain't got time, you know. I got all these things to take care of. Amen. But we need to straighten our priorities. What's our priority? Jesus first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You know, if you get your priorities right, put Him first. And your family. And then your whatever. Amen. But Him first. And your family. And then the world. whatever else comes in line. Amen. Whatever the priority is. It says, give thanks where you are. Don't let circumstances dictate for you. Don't let anyone or anything steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your walk from serving Him. He will if He let your guard down. You know, so put a zip on the lip. Don't let anything come out that you're going to sow. If it's negative, if it's bad, don't say it. But you thought about it and said, you know what? That's not of God. It doesn't line up with the Word of God. Delete it. Just like your computer. You say, wait a minute. Where'd it come from? Delete. That's not of God. It's not in the Word. It doesn't line with the Word. So delete it. Amen. Woo. Don't let it steal your peace and joy. And sometimes we find ourselves in trouble because we've spoken it. Amen. We say, oh, I just have to give them a piece of my mind. I just had to tell them, you know. They were rude, so I was going to be rude. No, what would Jesus do? Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. When that flesh starts rising up, look out. We got to put it back down. Say, wait a minute. Ooh, hallelujah, Lord, I give this back to you. I'm giving it to you. In John 10:10, we know, says, the thief, the robber, the enemy, the devil, does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says the thief, the enemy, your only enemy, the Bible says. You only have one enemy. His name is devil. It's not brother, sister, or friend. It says the thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it abundant to the full till it overflows. If you're not enjoying it, it's not his problem. We need to look in the mirror and give ourselves a spiritual bath. Amen. And get right and line up with what the Word of God tells us to do. Amen. That's every one of us. Amen. Because if it ain't going right, it's not because he did something wrong. It's because
we let our guard down. And we spoke and said the wrong things. So watch your words and watch your actions. Amen. I think I got a little ahead of myself here. says he wants you to have an abundant life. Amen. Not a losing life. Like I said, if things ain't going right, it's not because he's the problem. He ain't got no problems to give you. Amen. He's a perfect God. And there's no sickness and no bad things to send you from hell, from heaven. So there's no problem there. The problem is we got to fix this. We got to dethrone ourselves and put him on the throne and serve him first. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, Pastor, you're preaching good. Be joyful and start enjoying your life. To have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So be joyful and start enjoying your life. Don't let people dictate to you, you know, how your life should go. Just line it up with the Word of God. And this is what he wants you to do. He says, enjoy it. Have it abundantly. So why are you down and out? Why are you so sad? You know, again, give your frown a break and put a smile on your face. Again, give thanks to him daily. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and fulfilling your plan and paying the price in full. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So I want to give thanks and surrender myself back to you on a daily basis. Thank you. Amen. It says give thanks and surrender totally to him. Amen. Don't hold back. He didn't hold back. God didn't hold back. He sent his son to be sacrificed. Jesus was sacrificed. He gave himself. And you know, when he had a chance, you know what he did? Instead of saying, Father, you see what they've done to me? Take care of them. He says, no, forgive them. He says, forgive. So you know what he went through? We haven't even touched what he went through. And still asked the Father to forgive. So who are we to hold, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Or do our grace side, you know? Just hold it all your life. No, give it up. You know, you lived a miserable life just holding on to that kind of stuff. When he said, give it to me. Amen. Get it right, man. And confess him as your Lord and Savior now, you know. Quit living that way. That's a losing way. That's a good way to go to hell. So when I go to heaven, all you need to do is get right with him. And receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. It says when we get up daily, we shouldn't have any problems in giving thanks to him for a new day. Thank you for this new day you've given me, Lord. I want to serve you. I want to do for you. Amen. And get busy for him. Thank you for this new day he's given you. Rejoice and be glad in it. Again, Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. We're too blessed to be stressed. Amen. You're a child of God. You should be the happiest person in this earth. As long as you know the truth, this is the truth that's going to set you free. So why are you holding on to the negative stuff? Why are you holding on to the cares and the weights and the burdens of this world? Says when he says, give it to me. I got better things for you. And live life abundantly. He says to cast it. He says, cast it on me. Give it to me. Do we understand that? So why do we still have it? You know, I've said it a simple way. It says when you go to the dump or you to the dumpster, you leave your trash there. You don't take it back. When you give it to him, don't take it back. Leave it there. He says, give it to me. So don't take it back. And he's not going to hold it against you. You know who's going to hold it against you? The world. People you know, your friends or family. They're going to say, you know what? 30 years ago, you was like this. And they're going to bring it back to you. But you know what? You say, Jesus forgave me. And Jesus dropped the charges. So if you want to hold on to it, go ahead. But I forgot about it. And I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh. One of the most beautiful psalms in Thanksgiving is Psalms 100. Amen. And it says, Psalms 100 is about a psalm about praise and joy. It says, giving thanks in Psalms 100 is about excitement. A joyful shout. Thank you for a new day. Rejoice, be glad in it. Amen. Ooh, Psalms 100 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. The only time we think about shouting is when we want to holler at somebody.
Oh,
or we're in a ball game. Or we're at a concert. Or we are somewhere. Amen. They know about you.
Oh, yeah.
They can hear you. And we acting a fool. Says, serve the Lord with sadness. Oh, gladness. Okay. Come before His presence with singing. Again, I make a joyful noise and I sing to Him. So if you're listening and you didn't like it, get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. Amen. 3 says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. He's our shepherd. To enter His gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, unto Him. And bless His name. For the Lord is what? Good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. So, it's about excitement. It's about serving. It's about coming before God with singing. It says serving gladly, not sadly. Well, you know what I got to do for God today. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God I'm a Christian. Oh, man, you don't sound like one. I don't want to be one. We send it a wrong message. Nobody wants to be like you. Not like that. Oh, my God. Why do I need to get saved? Praise God. It says getting to know the Lord, having relationship, drawing close to Him. You know how you draw close to Him? You open His Word and you read it. Amen. You draw close to Him. Be more Christ-like. Amen. Imitate Him, He says. Imitate Him. Be like Him. Woo. Getting to know, draw close to Him. Be a participator, not a spectator. Get involved. Amen. You're in God's team, but you know what? You want to be involved. You don't want to sit in the sidelines the whole time and sit and right the bench the whole time. No, I want to be in the field. I want to be out there. The battlefield, you know, there's a battlefield going on. It's a spiritual battle, and you can't defeat it in the flesh. Amen. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I think I shared this with you last week, but Joshua, God gave Joshua a plan. And He gave him the perfect plan. And He'll do the same for you. He says, this is what I want you to do. Put a price in the front. March around the city. And you know the walls of Jericho were not supposed to come down. Men couldn't knock them down. But God did. And He gave him a plan on how to do it. Whatever walls are holding you back. Amen. Go to Him. He'll know. He'll tell you what to do. And them walls are coming down. Amen. Ain't nothing too big and nothing impossible for God. With God, amen. It says impossible. I am possible. Woo, hallelujah. Paul and Silas praised Him. And guess what? The chains fell, the doors opened, and they were free. He'll do the same for you. Sacrifice is given of yourself. Surrendering yourself. Serving and be available. Amen. Be available. He's knocking. And we're keeping the door closed. He says, when somebody knocks, you go and see and open. Amen. So let Him in. He wants to change you. He wants to use you. And if He's not using you, it's not because of Him. He put you here to use you. He put you here to win. And you need to line up with Him and do what He's telling you to do. Amen. Bless His name. Blessings and thanksgiving. And thanking the Lord on a daily basis. We can't say that enough. So, Psalms 100 is full of action words. We got to take some action. We got to do something. So, you can't do it. A lot of times, it's not about sitting and doing nothing. It says, shout, serve, come, know, enter, give, and bless. All these words are calling us to do something. Amen. We need to be involved. We need to be participators. Amen. Praise God. Be thankful in words and action. Giving thanks. God called us to be actively involved in giving thanks to Him. Giving thanks on a daily basis. Not once in a while. Not just when things are right. Not just when you feel like it. If you're going by feelings, guess what? You're in the flesh. You got to get out of the flesh and walk by faith, not by sight, and not your flesh. Amen. Get in the Word. Spend time. And, you know, build yourself up. Amen. Get excited. Get encouraged. Amen. Stir yourself up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give thanks daily. It's the right time and the right thing. Having an attitude of gratitude. The best attitude you can have is an attitude of gratitude. Because it's you giving thanks back to Him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. An attitude of thankfulness. Remember, He's God on the mountain and in the valley, in the daytime and the nighttime. And He's God when things are going good and when things are going bad. We stay connected to Him. And you know what? You're going to rise back up. Amen. Just like the eagle, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. What do we have? Okay. It says one of the most, we're going to dissect each and every one of these and we'll get as far as we can. But Psalms 100 says giving thanks is about being joyful. In Psalms 100, go back one. Yeah. Okay, I'll read it to you. It says Psalms 100 talks about make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. There we go. It says shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. And New King James says make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. All of us, children of God, hallelujah. God made us people of emotions. Hallelujah. We don't have to waste all our emotions on the world. Spend some time with Him. Be excited. Be joyful about what God is doing in your life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't forget, you know, when things are going good, we start walking away from Him. And we need to stay connected again. It says, you're too blessed to be stressed. He's your God. He's your creator. He's your provider. And He's your healer. Amen. So praise God. He's almighty and He's an awesome God. He gave you strength to open your eyes this morning and get out of bed and to be here. Thank God you're here. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Or where you need to be. Yeah. Amen. But thank God. You know what? Sometimes you got to build yourself up before you get to work. Yeah. Amen. You're full of God. Don't let them empty you. Just renew your mind and stay full of Him. Amen. Praise God. It says He's your friend who will never let you down. He sticks closer than a brother. Amen. Whew. Hallelujah. He will lead you through dark valleys. The next. That's good. Says, we talked about this already. Hebrews 13:5 says, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Friends will leave you. Family leaves you. All people, kind of people, they'll leave and forget about you. But He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you the whole time. Amen. Hallelujah, full time, says New King James, says, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So, He didn't leave us, we leave Him. When things are going nice, when things are comfy and everything, you know, we just start walking away. And we stop renewing our minds to the Word of God. And next thing you know is, we're just being in the flesh. We're just being worldly. And the enemy's going to have you. Amen. You stop and gave Him a ride, now He wants to drive you. Hey, give me a ride, you know. Keep going. There you go. Psalms 23 and 4 says what? The hill walk through the valley of shadow of death, what? I fear no evil. Why? Because You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. The Amplified says, even though I walk through the sunless valley or the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for You are with me. Says that rod of protection and Your staff to guide, they comfort and console me. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. And Psalms 23 and 5 says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. In the presence of my enemies. Says, You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overfloweth with blessings. Amen. You know, when you're right with Him, He's going to bless you. And when you give, He's going to give you more. Amen. And you can't outgive God. He's going to bless you over and above. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. New King James says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. We want that cup to run over. And we want to fill ourselves with the Word till it overflows. When it overflows, man, you're speaking it. So don't limit yourself and say, well, I can't never learn the Word. You know, I can't open the Bible and read it. It's just not for me. It's too many books. Whatever excuses you make, forget them and don't confess them. Bible says you can do all things through Christ. Get hungry for the things of God. Amen. You got to have an appetite for it. Amen. You got to, and as you read it, well, I've read it too many times. Well, as you read it, you're going to mature and you're going to move up the ladder, you know, one run at a time till you get to the top. But you got to do it. Don't give up. Jesus never gave up. He came and fulfilled what God sent him to do. His Father sent him to do. He never gave up. So, you know, he didn't put us here to be quitters. He put us here to fulfill what he wants us to do. And you can do all things through him. Amen. So let's remember that. I mean, some basic, simple things, but we got to remember that. We fight a spiritual battle. And the enemy wants to make sure you're down and out. Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. It says, be joyful and shout to the Lord and give thanks. Can you say that enough? I got a story here, but I'm going to cut it short. But it goes like this. 10 lepers saw Jesus, and they cried to him. Says, Lord, heal us. So you know what? He says, go show yourself. And they ran to go show themselves. And one of them saw he was healed, so he came back and gave thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Amen. He says, where's the rest of them? I said, I healed 10. Where's the other 9? He says, no one returned to give glory to God except the foreigner. Amen. Just because everybody is going that way don't mean you got to go that way. That's not the right way. That's not God's way. It don't line up with the word of God. They're going the wrong way. But guess what? You go the right way. Amen. But he came back. And thank him, gave thanks. And you know what Jesus says? He says, stand up and go your way. Your faith has made you, has healed you. We walk by faith, not by sight. But you know what he saw? Maybe he has some fingers that have fallen off through leprosy. And you know, maybe they grew back because he came back to worship. And God made him whole again. Amen. Well, he might have had some limbs, I don't know, parts missing. And God, they all grew back. And he was healed from that leprosy. The leprosy, you lose limbs. You lose parts. Amen. So, praise God. And Habakkuk 2:4 says, but the just shall live by faith. And Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just, that's us, shall live by faith. Keep going. It says 2 Corinthians 5:7, again, we just said it a few minutes ago, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, you know what, world people, they see sight. Everything they see, they don't know how to deal with it. But we walk by faith. Amen. Amen. Jesus told Peter, he says, come. He says he wanted to go walk on the water like Jesus was walking. And all Jesus said was come. And you know what, he stepped out in faith. And he started walking on water. And then he saw, and he started walking by sight. Because he says, man, I can't do this. And guess what? He went down. Amen. So we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So whatever his word says, do it. Be obedient. Be obedient. 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. Sometimes I go to bed hearing the word of God. Got the Bible and playing the Bible. And you know what? My flesh is resting, but my spirit is alive. Amen. And I'm listening to the word of God. Amen. I also hear it when I'm awake, not just when I'm sleeping. So give thanks is about serving. Amen. I'm just going to go through these. Amen. Giving thanks is about serving him. Psalms 102. It says, serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before your presence with singing. Amen. 3 says, give thanks to him is about coming before his presence. Coming before God. Amen. That's the other part of Psalms 102. Also say, come before him with joyful singing. So give thanks to God. Tell him how thankful you are for all the blessings he has given you. How many times have you done that? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah. One more. One more. Right there. It says, giving thanks is about getting to know God. Psalms 103 says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." In this verse, we are told to know two things. God has made us. Amen. And we are His possession. God made us, not ourselves. Many times people get caught up in the self-sufficiency and the pride. Amen. We can't forget about Him. Amen. We can't forget about Him. Yes, no, it says Psalms 100 and verse 3.
Oh,
yeah, Psalms 100 and verse 3. So the New King James says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, church, there is no place for self-sufficiency and pride when we come to God with thanksgiving. We're putting Him first and honoring Him. Amen. It's an honor to serve Him and an honor to give Him praise and worship. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Says, he says, enter Psalms 100 and verse 4 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. So thanksgiving occurs in the atmosphere of worshiping Him. If you don't enter into worship, guess what? Says Paul and Silas worshiped God, and God heard them. Yeah. Amen. God heard them, and He came and set them free. So whatever you're going through, you know, when you worship Him, it may be impossible for you, but it's possible through Him.
Yeah.
And you know what? If all I need to do is worship Him and serve Him, you know what? I'm going to worship Him, and whatever it is coming against you, it's got to go. You're going to be set. You're going to be set free. Amen. Praise God. Everything that we are or possess is because of Him. When we understand this, we can give thanks. Amen. So giving thanks is a sacrifice. When you worship Him, you are sacrificing to Him. When you give Him your time, your energy, and your attention, you're giving yourself to His service. This is sacrifice. Thank Him. He is worthy of our praise and our worship. Amen. And the last one here, it says, Psalms 100 and verse 5. "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Amen. The Amplified says, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations." Ooh, hallelujah. So God is blessed when His children bless Him.
Yeah.
Amen. But it's got to come out of our mouth. Just like when you receive Him, you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart. God is raised Him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Amen. So praise God. Give thanks to it is about the Lord is good. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. And in closing, amen. Remember, the true meaning of thanksgiving is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the reason for thanksgiving. Give Him thanks on a daily basis. Again, thanksgiving in Psalms 100 is about excitement. Be excited for Him, man. You know what He did, the price He paid? Serving Him gladly, coming before God, getting to know God, entering His gates, sacrifice to Him, surrender yourself to Him, bless His name, and blessing the Lord. Amen. Psalms 100 is full of action words. I got, you know, shout, serve, come, know, enter, give, and bless. Amen. Just all these words are calling us to do something. Be thankful, not just in words, but in actions.
Amen.
Give thanks to Him is about involvement, about participating.
Yeah.
You need to do something. Amen. Get excited and be involved. It says giving thanks to Him is done daily, not yearly. Not when things are right, not when you feel good about it. It says every day is a day to give thanks. Amen. And before we go, I just want to say, give thanks to Him daily and a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Amen. So praise God. And in closing, it's time to give. Amen. Those of you watching, well, you know what? Before I do that, I just wanted to say, if you've never accepted Him, now's the time. You know, a day of giving thanksgiving. All you need to do is receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Say, "Lord, I've sinned against You. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior." Amen. And if you're running from him, all you need to do is rededicate yourself. Lord, I've received you. I'm running from you. I'm back. Amen. I'm coming back to Father's house. Amen. And I'm ready to be served. I'm ready. Send me. I'm excited about serving you now. Amen. And rededicate yourself back to him. Amen. And if you have sickness in your body, you know what? He didn't put sickness on you. And don't let nobody tell you. God put it on you to show you something. No, he didn't, because there's no sickness in heaven to give you. He put it on Jesus' stripes. He put it on Jesus at the cross. And all those stripes of Jesus is for us to be healed. Amen. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I am well. No malfunctions in my body. Body, line up with the word of God. Receive your healing now and be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So receive your healing. Amen. And now it's time to give. He says, if you're watching, listening, and you want to give your tithe and offering, you still can. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Press that donate button. If you go mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. And we want to thank you and say God bless each and every one of you. Amen. So praise God.